Welcome back to It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon, and it is Creative Kitchen time. The men from Creative Kitchen are back in the studio, Mark and Dave, and they brought a lot of knives with them this time. Okay, Creative Kitchen, locally owned. How long now, Mark? How long have you guys been in business?
This is year 48.
Wow.
48, yeah.
What a stunner. 48 years and still locally owned, which everyone loves about you, and also known for your knives. Knives, arguably probably the most important tool you have in the kitchen. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's used all the time, and it's the one tool that can really make cooking fun.
And, yes.
And it, with a sharp knife and with a good tool, it really does add to the game.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat. Your favorite brand of knives. I know we want to talk about all the big ones that you have in the store. Wusthof, Messermeister, Schön, King Sean. What's your favorite?
Oh my gosh.
That's like picking a favorite kid.
Yeah, it's come on. There is. I mean, it kind of depends on what you're doing.
Okay.
I mean,
explain.
Well, first of all, I have attachment to Wusthof. They've been here with us our whole career. And they used to have a warehouse in Minneapolis, and so it's the most known brand. But they are an excellent, excellent knife, and we've recently come into knowing a lot more about Japanese knives, and they have just really excelled at the sharpness edge of the for chopping things like vegetables and that type of vegetables and like sushi and stuff like that. They're just incomparable, but it kind of depends on what you're doing. So
Dave, you're shaking your head too.
It depends on the series, depends on that specific knife from that series, from the different manufacturers. It really comes down to what you're doing at that moment.
A lot of cooking is just sous chefing it. A lot of cooking is just chopping, right? Mm-hmm. You got to get everything ready. And so for that person who wants to branch out, for that person who hasn't had a new knife in a long time, where do you direct them?
We run through the demos.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So you let them put carrots, them in your hand,
yep,
and
chop
up stuff before they buy them.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It's like shoe shopping, but for your hands. I can't tell you what they're going to feel like.
Yeah. I love that, though. Yeah. Some of them are heavier. You handed me a knife, and I was like, whoa, this is heavy. It's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
King Shan Kita line.
Chef's knife.
Yeah, beautiful chef's knife.
And what do you use that for?
That knife is for chopping, dicing, and it's got, because of the space between the bottom of the blade and the handle,
yeah,
you got room for your fingers, so you can chop on the board without running into your fingers, and that's kind of the shape of a chef's knife.
Okay.
And
see, so, I'm learning.
Yes. And it's also got a rock, it's also got a curve on the belly of the knife, so that it makes the rocking motion of your knife very easy. And so that's why it's great for dicing and chopping vegetables.
The rock and chop.
Yeah,
once
right.
You learn the rock and chop, you feel like a professional chef in your own kitchen.
Very
I mean,
so.
Honestly, you do, yeah, a little bit.
Yep, holding the knife correctly and using it like that does make you feel like you are more efficient and doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I know you're safer now.
Yes, that's true. And I remember the first time I learned about knives with Mark on this show, actually. He said to me, a sharp knife is the safest knife you'll use in the kitchen. And I thought, well, how is that true? So a sharp knife is just going to slice through your finger. But in fact, you don't need to. A sharp knife is going to do exactly what you want it to do. And so there's no force with it. You're less likely to get hurt by a knife that's sharp.
You can let the knife do the work. And
yes.
That's it.
By the way, 1889, we've talked about them. 1889, the1889fargo.com/classes. They've got a knife skills 101 class next Saturday, April 13th. So shout out for that. They have tickets available for that. But that would be a great place to start to sort of get to know knives. Will the knives they be using be stuff that they can buy at Creative Kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah, they have several of our brands, and they'll, I'm sure, be talking about all all the ones that they have, and
yeah,
they have most of ours. So yeah.
I love that. Yeah. The1889fargo.com/classes. Check them out next Saturday. A knife skills 101 class. If you have any good deals on knives right now that people can get in on.
We have this amazing Messermeister outdoor adventure knife set.
Yeah, this is cool for like the camper in your life.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who just really likes getting out there and being one with nature.
Yes.
It actually comes with a cutting board.
It's a folding knife, so it can carry, and it's nothing is exposed. There's no edges, so it's like a, and it's a chef quality, very, very professional quality chef's knife in a folding knife.
A really cool piece, and it comes in a little carrying case, the zippers closed, mm-hmm. with the cutting board and everything. That's a really cool piece. Even has a little fork, knife, and spoon too to go with it. So you've got your utensils, all your knives that you need to cook if you're out camping or whatever. This is the bougiest little. Oh, that's cool! A potato peeler on it or a vegetable peeler on it. Very cool. 6-piece set by Messermeister. Okay, so that 6-piece set, 20% off right now. Go and check it out. That would be a great surprise for any outdoorsy person. It's getting to be about that time. And speaking of outdoors, outdoor cooking coming up fast. It's here, I think, actually. Let's talk about Olivelli, because you guys just changed my world. I've known about Olivelli forever. Well, since you guys started carrying it, so not quite forever. Whenever that was, Mark, yeah, I don't remember.
Ago. 3 or 4 years ago. 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Five, okay, yeah. But you guys just changed my world, because I knew how dynamic this was to cook and bake with. But you can use this to make drinks, too, while you're outside cooking?
The balsamics, yes, very much so.
I just did not even think of that as an option. There's a mojito, and you were like, yeah, just add this, you know, use your soda stream or use the ginger to make ginger beer with your soda stream. Why have I never thought of this? Because speaking of deals, Olivelli week starts next week, Saturday, April 13th through April 20th, celebrating 5 years of this delicious woman-owned line of infused olive oils and vinegars. You guys are going to have some on sale. So this would be the time to come in and try it. And they can try it in store. Tell me about people coming in and trying Olivelli for the first time.
My quick pitch on Olivelli is it makes food taste like you put a whole lot more effort into it. So it makes
that.
It taste better with minimal effort.
Yes.
Which is my favorite aspects of cooking.
Yes.
So anytime I can save any effort on my end, I'm jumping all over this stuff. And what you just experienced with like the ginger beer and stuff like that at home.
Yes.
Is you touch the surface of one thing you can do with one balsamic. That's half the fun.
That's so
what
fun.
New ways to do it.
So this one that you guys brought in, oh, I can just imagine dipping a pot sticker in it. I mean, pouring it on some stir fry. It smells amazing. And this is toasted sesame oil and the black garlic tamari balsamic.
Facts.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. If you want to make your own fresh salad dressing, your own fresh pasta salad dressing, this is where it's at.
We got you covered.
I mean, it's going to taste so much better. You can make it fresh before you throw it on the pasta or throw it on your salad. It's going to totally up your game in the kitchen. And it really is, it's foolproof. You can't mess this stuff up, right?
Not without real effort.
Exactly. But I love that about Olivelli. I think it just opens up the possibilities of what you can do. I know you guys used to have little recipe cards too. Do you still do that?
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Still do it.
So if people need an idea of what to make when they buy something, they've at least got a jumping off point. Just throwing this out there, but Mother's Day and Father's Day is right around the corner. So maybe start your shopping now. Go in. I do love you brought in these Wusthof knives in like a lilac color. Those are beautiful.
Yeah, Wusthof has recently added some color to some handles, and they're just kind of testing them out, but they are beautiful. And
they are.
And I think we've got some steak sets in with a lilac or purple handle, and there's a light gray and a white and pink.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's more options than just the black handle that everybody knows. But anyway, those are just a lot of fun.
And I'll just say, Le Creuset is a testament to people liking to add color to their kitchens.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, I mean, they're coming out with new colors all the time. You guys are seeing people come in looking for different Le Creuset pieces, their statement pieces. I just went over to a friend's house and they had recently bought a new Le Creuset piece and it is sitting out on the stove. They weren't cooking anything in it. It's just sitting out. You know, we're showing it off.
And that's right. It's a gorgeous piece. And I would, that's right. That's exactly where it belongs.
That's exactly where it belongs. Don't put that away in the cupboard somewhere. Set it out. Let everyone see it. But it's sort of these statement knives, these colors, these beautiful colors of these knives, even not the Wu stuff, but these others with the blue.
Kangshan is a new Japanese knife, and they have some gorgeous blades and handles, and they're quite well priced, and they're a great starting place for lots of people too. They're gorgeous. So
this is the gift that
Kangshan, that is
Kangshan with a C, right?
C Kang, yeah.
C A N G S H A N. Really, really great value. And if you're looking for a wedding gift this summer, I am sorry, but the knives that we got for my wedding over a decade ago from Wusthof, still perfect. You know what I mean? And just the thing that everybody needs in their kitchen.
And if they get dull, we can sharpen them for you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about knife sharpening. That's a big thing at Creative Kitchen, isn't it? Thank
it
you
is.
For reminding me.
No worries.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the knife sharpening. How many can you do at a time? Can they drop off everything
they
have?
They can drop off everything they have. We charge $5 a knife, which is, I'm told, a really reasonable price compared to what a lot of people charge. So, and we do a great job with them. They are ready to go when you get them. Their edge is brand new. So
back up, top tier.
Spring has sprung. Spring cleaning and knife sharpening. I like the knife sharpening more than I like the spring cleaning piece. But you guys do have some cool cleaning gadgets over there, too.
We do. We also have lots of storage for your knives.
Storage. Do I need a new knife block? Is that a thing? Should they be replaced every decade or so, or can you wash them? Tell me about the knife block.
Well, you can get, if you run out of spaces, we can get you a bigger one. Or
I have run out of spaces, yeah.
One thing that we've found that are also popular are in-drawer sets, where so if you don't have space on your counter, there's an in-drawer that can hold
7 to 14
knives. Then you can just put it in a drawer, and so then we also have magnets that you can that'll hold it.
The magnets. That's a
so we
fun
got a lot
look.
Of options for that. Yeah, we can store your knives in lots of different ways.
I love that. I had not thought about an in drawer one.
That That's is a popular way. They come in a kind of a wide one that'll hold 14, or like a 5 or 6 inch wide that'll just hold like 7 knives and fit in every drawer. So
love that idea. Yeah. Love that idea. We always say like nothing lasts forever unless you shop at Creative Kitchen, and then there's a good chance everything in your kitchen will last forever. Le Creuset, all your knives, like everything else will go. You'll change your refrigerator, your dishwasher, your microwave, everything else will go, but your knives and your
cookware.
Your cookware will be there forever. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Well, we'll see you this weekend then.
All right.
And then of course stop into Creative Kitchen next week. Olivelli Week starts Saturday, April 13th through the 20th. They'll be celebrating 5 years with lots of great deals for you, and go in and check out all those knives or get them sharpened this week at Creative Kitchen, just inside the food court at West Acres.